My guest, property manager Ron Wolf, discussing Proposition 33 coming up on the ballot. Ron, you were going to talk about unintended consequences, but maybe just some bullet points about how rent control just doesn't always accomplish the intended goals, and not only in California and the U.S.
Sure. Well, and something, I mean, it's very easy to move into the rent control discussions versus what's going on with Prop 33. Basically, the concern with Prop 33 is eliminating the Costa-Hawkins provisions that allow for vacancy fee control. That's the real crux of that issue. But when you get into rent control, you know, there are all kinds of articles noting that it typically does not accomplish its intended goal. We find them in California, in the United States, internationally, you know, Amsterdam, Argentina, which you find, and there's some real interesting articles about the impact of it. But people take the properties off the market. Condos and single-family homes are converted to Airbnbs, so the rental supply is reduced. The prices go up. Prices then get regulated. Then the quality and quantity of the housing available just goes down. So it becomes a nasty circle that really has the unintended consequence of hurting the renter who's looking for housing. And clearly, depending on where you live, rents can be expensive. Living expenses are expensive. One of the concerns of housing providers is, why focus on the industry that's providing the housing? If you want to control prices, look at the price of food. We don't control that. We don't control the price of gas, utilities, insurance. There are multiple things that impact everybody, and in some cases even harder on housing providers that are not controlled, but we're focusing on a narrow spectrum because they're there. So, but let me talk the consequences. You know, we see bills every year that generally are positive. We had a bill passed a few years ago on how to deal with bed bugs, and we've had another one on standards for safety of decks, the clarification of dates and notices. The statewide rent control that came in, I noted the unintended consequence there that owners previously opposed to or reluctant to raise rents are now looking at raising rents, which has not been beneficial to renters. We're currently seeing those have not been as much as what the state permits, but it's still there. And there's a real expense when a unit vacates. You know, it costs an owner $2,000 plus for a basic turnover. If you want to go in and paint and do flooring and do some upgrades, it can be $5,000 to $15,000. We're seeing as much as $50,000 for major renovations, and that's happening more and more in Santa Barbara because of our old housing stock. So owners generally want to keep good residents. They don't want to evict them. They don't want them to be moving because there's a huge cost in that.
Right. I mean, we see things in the news when maybe someone purchases a building, and that happened down on Lower Bass Street where they wanted to, you know, tear the place down virtually and evict everybody. But generally, as you say, right, a landlord wants a steady monthly rent, wants to keep a tenant. And it's tough with this in the balance. This is on November. If Proposition 33 passes, it would come into effect in January of 2025.
That's right. There's another one to just touch on, give an idea of these unintended consequences. The law recently was changed relative to security deposits. Originally, the law provided that the owner could charge 2 months or up to 2 months for an unfurnished unit, 3 months for furnished. Rarely did we ever see that much charge because it just became too much money to help somebody move in. But it's been changed to 1 month now, which has negatively impacted a lot of applicants because if they don't have really good credit or good rental history, the owners, particularly property management companies, have a fiduciary obligation to try to pick the very best residents and not put an owner in a position where he might lose money because somebody was either damaging the apartment or not paying rent. And it was not terribly common, but certainly always available when we would have an applicant that had some past credit history saying, well, they look like they're improving things, they're moving up into a better position, and maybe instead of 1 month deposit, you charge a month and a half and let them move in. That option is now pretty well gone away. We're seeing more declinations now due to poor credit, and in some cases, owners were willing to take a chance, but now with the change in the amount of security deposits, they're just not doing that.
Very interesting. Very interesting. We only got about a minute two left. How do you want to end? You've got...
where do you start? I think probably just because we're time challenged here, is rent certainly can be challenging. We know that. The concept of rent control can be appealing, but it's never worked for the intended recipient. Housing issues in California aren't going to be solved by attacking the providers of housing. They're experiencing the same challenges as renters are. And Prop 33 is not a solution with the tremendous potential for unintended consequences for renters and housing providers. And maybe a last point just to make as an example of why you don't want to cap these. You know, we're faced with issues relative to insurance, homeowners and rental property owners. Our last two cases for insurance, we had a 15-unit building where insurance went from $8,000 to $25,000 a year. We have a property where it was a 70-unit apartment complex where the insurance went from $20,000 to $94,000 a year. And both these policies, while being more expensive, had less coverage. So costs are increasing for everybody. It's not just rents that are increasing. And it's good to try to do a collective effort and solve it so everybody benefits and we can solve some of these housing issues.
Well, great job. You know, it's funny. You said, where do you start? You don't know where to start, where to end. It's so complicated, but we got through it. Thank Ron Wolf, Wolf & Associates Property Manager. You can, like you said, you cap the rent, but okay, if we pass the rent control, how about the insurance companies can't raise insurance rates on apartments since the landlord can't raise the rent? And how about contractors can't, they have to go back to prices, you know, they can't increase their prices. So it's a sticky wicket. Ron Wolf, thanks again. Always good talking to you.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. Have a good day. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.